November 6, 1899. Purity of intention. This morning, as adorable Jesus came and transported me outside of myself, he showed me streets full of human flesh. What a ruthless slaughter! It is horrifying to think about it. Then he showed me that something was happening in the air, and many were dying suddenly from it. And I've seen this also since the month of March. I began to pray him, according to my usual way, that he would placate himself and spare his own images torments so cruel, wars so bloody. And since he had the crown of thorns, I removed it from his head and put it on mine. And this in order to placate him more. But to my highest sorrow, I saw that almost all the thorns, broken, remained inside his most holy head. And so, very little was left for me to suffer. Jesus appeared serious, almost without paying attention to me. He transported me again into my bed. And since I had my arms on the cross, suffering the pains of the crucifixion, which he himself had shared with me before, he took my arms and united them together, tying them up with a little rope of gold. Not paying attention to what this might mean, in order to break that severe air that he had, I said to him, "My most sweet love, I offer you these movements of my body that you yourself had me do, as well as all the others which I myself do, for the sole purpose of pleasing you and glorifying you. Ah, yes, I would like even the movements of my eyelids, of my eyes, of my lips, and of all of myself, to be made for the sole purpose of pleasing you alone. Let it be, O good Jesus, that all my bones, my nerves, may resound among themselves, and with clear voices may attest to you my love." And he said to me, "Everything that is done for the sole purpose of pleasing me shines before me in such a way as to draw my divine gazes. And I like it so much that to those actions, be they even a batting of eyelashes, I give the value as if they were done by me. On the other hand, those other actions, good in themselves, and even great, which are not done for me alone, are like gold that is muddy and full of rust, which does not shine, and I don't so much as look at them. And I, ah, Lord, how easy it is for our actions to get dirty with dust. And he, one should not care about dust, because it can be shaken off. But what one must care about is the intention. Now, while he was saying this, Jesus was busy binding my arms. I said to him, "Oh, please, Lord, what are you doing?" And he, "I am doing this because when you are in that position of the crucifixion, you come to placate me. And since I want to chastise the people, I am tying them up." Having said this, he disappeared.